This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Valerie Bertinelli on the hotline right now.
One of my favorite people to talk to, because I grew up loving her, not knowing her, but loving her because of One Day at a Time. And of course, my favorite band, the first albums I ever bought were Van Halen records. And you know, she and Eddie, and then, you know, over the years getting into this business, and now over the last, you know, 8 years or so, watching Wolfie come up with a couple of amazing albums.
Incredible.
And it's pretty fun, man. She's got a new book, a cookbook called Indulgence, out now. She's in New People magazine, Valerie Bertinelli.
Born April 23rd in Wilmington, Delaware, our next guest launched her acting career in her teens, playing a number of small roles before landing the role that made her America's sweetheart, that of Barbara Cooper on the long-running series, One Day at a Time. She went on to co-star on such series as Touched by an Angel and Hot in Cleveland, as well as her highly publicized marriage to the legendary Eddie Van Halen. She shifted her career, hosting a number of shows on the Food Network. She is featured in the cover story of this month's issue of People magazine, and she has a new cookbook, Indulgence. Please welcome Valerie Bertinelli.
Miss Valerie Bertinelli, how are you this morning?
Amazing. Welcome. Thank you.
You are. Man, it's been a minute. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you so much. It was fun to write.
You are. Hey, and congratulations on your son. What a spectacular kid. Young
Isn't
man.
He amazing? I mean, I still think he's a kid, too. I think we all do, because we all, you know, but he's a grown 33-year-old man.
Yeah, I know. I know he is. Let me just give you a quick mom moment. We have a friend, Collier Cash, young man, prodigy guitar player. He's a kid, you may have seen the Foo Fighters in Kansas City, where he jumped up and he jammed Metallica when he was 10 years old with him in front of
Whoa.
A sold-out arena. And he's a huge fan of Wolfie's. And Wolf came out, and another friend of mine, Chuck, had carried Collier, who's 16 now, to the show, the pre-show. And the band and your son were so good to him and so friendly and so decent and kind and spent so much time. Like, it just doesn't happen that way. Like, you raised what a great man you got.
He's a good person. He's a good, solid, kind human being. And he has bandmates that are just the same way. That's why going out and visiting them is just such a joy. It's very different than the 80s that I'm used to.
Yeah, well, that's
the different backstage area with the band.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what we're talking about. Like, we all loved you because you married Eddie, and Eddie was certainly a rock star of all rock stars in royalty, but that smile, like, he was the nice one, right? Like, he was this gifted prince with this beatific smile, and you were also, I mean, you were America's sweetheart for sure. Both of you, you know, we grew up watching this.
Yeah, I mean, Ed had such an amazingly good heart. He was a good man that had a lot of trauma and a lot of issues that were very difficult to deal with, and I think we all, you know, saw how it manifested. Yeah. And it was painful to watch and painful to be around. But at his heart, he was an extremely good man.
Yeah, no, and you guys now, I've said this and I'm not going to dwell, but I think you never stopped. I think you were always in love with him, always.
I don't know if it's in love, but I will always love him. I mean, it's the love has changed through the years. You know, it's this huge infatuation when we first meet. Cause this is over 40 years. And, you know, loving him and then it turning into, you know, a very challenging, difficult time.
Yeah.
And then having my son and being incredibly grateful for that, for the man who was able to help me, you know, have this beautiful boy. And then it just, it got really, really, really hard and to where I just couldn't see staying any longer and having my son around that. And then, you know, near the end years when Ed did get sober but then got sick, it turned into this really kind of brotherly, like, I just want the best for this man
right.
because he deserves it and he's had such a hard life.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, the love changed throughout the years.
Yeah, no, and it's and listen, that's about as good as we can, any of us can hope in this life, like that we
yeah.
can hold on to something like that, because not everybody stays together. It's not necessarily any huge fault. It's just it's life, right? That's how
well, I never hated him.
No.
You know, I mean, I hated the things that he did. I hated how he treated himself and then through that treated the others. But he so badly didn't want to be that person, you know, that was doing all those things. He really did want to get better, and he finally did. And unfortunately, then cancer took him. So it was really heartbreaking to watch.
You, but what a mom you are, and that's.
By no means am I perfect. I, you know, I did the best that I could with, but I definitely love and continue to love Wolfie unconditionally.
Well, that's what makes you a great mom, right? When you know you didn't do it all. When you say, I'm not a perfect mom, that's what makes you such a great mom. The ones who know, like, you know, that's what makes you know. Like, I'm looking through this cookbook, and I just think, this is the stuff that, you know, again, that crazy maternal thing, like, is that what you look for now? Is Wolfie can come home, you go, hey, I'll make you lunch, we'll sit, we'll talk.
Well, yes. I mean, that is he is so busy, and I'll see him more on the road this
yep.
year than I'll probably see him at home.
Yep.
And that's fine with me. I will travel anywhere to go see him when I'm not traveling and busy. I mean, it's killing me right now that I can't go to Europe and see him. I think he's in Amsterdam today, and I would just die to be there.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't because I'm doing my, you know, book tour. So it's, yeah. I mean, I will see him and be with him whenever possible.
So I noticed you never sit still. Like you listen, obviously you don't have to work. You work because you love to work. It shows.
I do. I love what I do. But I got to tell you, I do sit still, and I do. I mean, I work hard and I rest hard, and I'm okay with that balance.
Yeah, and in the Italian part, my father was Italian, and but then on my father's side, everybody cooked. Everybody had these recipes, these secret wonderful recipes. The sandwich they would make, the lunch they would make. It is born into us.
Yes, I think that does have a lot to do with it. I mean, at a very young age, I was watching my nonni and watching my mom and just, you know, create these amazing things with their hands, and they were so delicious. So it's like, oh, I can do that too, and it's fun to do.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I make a lot of mistakes as well. There's a reason Wolfie, you know, is like, Mom, you had a cooking show? And then he had the hashtag overed onion rings because I burned onion rings, not just once, but multiple times for my son. And it's like, how am I doing this wrong every time?
Let me tell you, you can't do any worse. My mom, the other side of my Italian father was my British mom, who they could F up any food in the world. Like, they boil meat. It's terrible. It's so, God rest her soul. She was such a wonderful human being. But my God, who puts spam in everything?
Oh. Well, if you like spam, you're going to enjoy it, you know, and some people love spam. So there you go.
Well, look, on this book tour, you're going to get through Kansas City, Valerie?
Oh, I wish. I just, tell me how much it's so much fun to be from Kansas City these days with Taylor and Travis
right?
and the
right?
Chiefs. And I mean, you guys have got it going on. How flipping fun is it to be a Kansas Cityan?
Well, come on, man. Listen, you know, I'm sure that there's a place to do the book tour. There's so many great restaurants here. There's so much fun to be had. Come on.
I'll talk to my publisher. It's like, get me to Kansas City, damn it.
You know what? Next time Wolfie rolls in. Did you make a show in Kansas? You made a show in Kansas City.
I did make a show. I think it was like one of the very first shows he had like over 2 years ago.
It was the Uptown
show.
I was
definitely there.
The Uptown Theater show.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. No, we all respectfully spied you. We're like, oh, Mom is here. awesome. Well, listen, it's always great to talk to you, Valerie, and I hope everybody checks out the book, Indulge, is what it's called. And, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm so glad I got a chance to tell you how much I thought Wolfgang was so incredibly cool and so nice, and how much it meant to that young man, that burgeoning young musician. He's a shining example of who you should be.
Thank you. I know Wolf does his best to treat people the way he would want to be treated, and Wolfie hasn't always been treated so kindly, so I think he's exponentially moving that so that people feel seen and heard and feel kindness from him.
Indeed, that's the way to take that energy. That's the fuel. All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye, sweetie. Valerie Mertnell. Yeah, that story I've not really shared just because I just wanted his mom to know.
Of course.
As weird as that sounds. But so Chuck had teed it up that Collier Cash, our friend, who's a great musician, and if you don't know who we're talking about, he was the young man when he was age 10 who played with Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, here in Kansas City, mm-hmm. a sold-out T-Mobile arena, and jammed Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Yep.
And Dave gave him his guitar at the end, which, mm-hmm. of course, he still has.
Of course.
And it wasn't a phase. It was a turning point in a human being's life, that it was a double, triple, quadruple down love of music and playing live. He plays in Nashville, 16, Nashville. Mm-hmm. He plays at Knuckleheads. He plays around the city. He plays with 10, 20 different bands when he can jam with them.
With his mom's support the whole way.
Yeah, great family. Wonderful. And above all, he's just a great, good person.
Yes.
He's an incredibly good guitar player, and he's getting better all the time. He's going to be, I think, incredibly solid. Yep. Where that goes, nobody knows. But I can tell you this, as a human being, that mm-hmm. young guy, like Collier, when I see him, I think, excellent. I haven't seen you in a minute. What's new with you?
Yes.
Like, he's just a good human.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, he's going to be just fine in this life. So when you have the moment and to meet your heroes, you know, Wolfgang Van Halen to him mm-hmm. is a big, big, to anyone. But it can go... You know, nobody knows how your day is going, right?
Right.
It's very easy to be part. We've all been to those meet and greets, yes. where it's a bring the people in. Don't ask them to sign anything. You'll get a free 8x10.
You look stand put right out there. Even being there.
There's one dude that takes pictures. We'll email you your picture. Chunk it, go. He, not that at all. Wolfgang came out and immediately referenced, "We watch your videos. We saw you play with Foo Fighters." And the band came out and just really spent some great time talking. And man, those are the things I can tell you. You can't put a value on what that can mean to somebody's life.
Oh.
When somebody is kind to you, they put their hand on your back, when they tell you you can do it, when they give you mm-hmm. honest to goodness eye contact and real encouragement, man, that'll carry you through this life. And you may not even see it today, but you will look back on your life and remember everybody who put their hand on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who helps steady you.
Any positive influence.
Yeah. No, it really will, man. So I was really happy, even if we had to give up some interview time to share that with his mom. Nice. Because it's worth saying what a great job that they did with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.